Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. Having quite the Tuesday today. We've done a lot of things, Allison. We had Representative Mac Butler on to talk about several different things. One of his pre-filed bills in regards to gender identity, gender ideology, but also what's going on with our weather, which some of our listeners think this is outlandish and outrageous, and we'll get there. Just give us a minute. But we've also talked about several other things. We'll get to the Bill Gates part of this whole situation because I have questions for y'all based on a few things that I learned. Even Wikipedia can be good for some of these things. But then we were talking early on about rent control and what that does to communities, non-citizens living in apartments that we should be living in, how we got here, and why. We did a little bit about furries, which, for the love of all that's good and holy, before you tell us that's not a thing, we dealt with it. It really is. And it is as outlandish as you think it is, but it's back in the news.
We did have one listener text in and say, basically, not all furries are freaky furries.
Oh.
I think that guy may be a furry. No, I'm not gonna haul allegations.
No, I mean, I just... Oh, I was about to say something to get myself in a lot of trouble. I was going to talk about Disney adults.
Oh, please. Okay, I've had this conversation.
Okay, let's just take it away, JP.
Well, okay. It's the millennial Disney adults that go to Disney like two or three times a year. They go with their Mickey Mouse hats and they post their quirky selfies with all the princesses and the people walking around in costumes. They ride all the kid rides. Listen, if that's your thing, fine, do whatever you want. But it's weird. And I think it's fair to say it's a little weird that, you know, you're an adult and you're still going. I've seen videos of like 30-year-old women and like a princess, Snow White or somebody walk out and they will cry and take pictures and hug her saying, I've wanted to meet you my whole life. Oh. It's like, it's a specific niche mental, I wouldn't say illness, but it's a weird thing.
Fetish?
It's a weird trend. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if fetish is the right word, but trend. It's a weird trend with the Disney millennial adults.
Do you think it goes beyond people having happy memories at Disney?
Yeah, I'm sure it does, yeah. But you're also an adult. And the last time I've been to Disney World one time when I was 10, I don't sit there and go, man, you know what? You know what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving? I'm going to go to Disney World. This doesn't cross my mind.
Do you feel as passionately if I said I was a Six Flags adult?
No, that's different. That's fine.
That's different?
Yeah, because
okay.
It's not.
How's that different?
Well, first of all, Six Flags isn't a brand specifically for kids. I mean, Six Flags is for everybody. I've never been to Six Flags, actually. But Disney...
Field trip.
Yeah, I love it. But Disney is literally for kids. Like, it's that Disney World, Disney... what's the other one? Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Disney... Besides the ESPN, you know, aspects of it.
Disney.
But Disney itself, the Disney Channel, like, I'm sorry. It's probably...
I didn't know it was going to hit such a nerve.
It's just, I think it's funny because I don't know. Maybe I see it too much online, but I think their response to it when people call it weird is what makes it so annoying. But alas, you got me on a tangent.
Okay. I didn't mean to, but I do. Like, I hate Disney World. I've been there so many times, and I don't know how we always find ourselves back there. It's just ridiculous. I hate it. It's too many people. It's like a Buc-ee's, and I just can't do it. However, I do kind of like Epcot. If you go country to country and get all the drinks, it makes it fun. We ended up in wheelchairs.
Did you really?
Not even kidding. I won't tell the story. Anyway, that was fun. But I'm with you. And like, I have one child that's really into anime. Freaks me out. I don't know. I'm not going to judge. Because I know a lot of normal people that are into anime. I don't even know how we started talking about this. You said something about furries again.
I did. I said about furries because it was one of the topics we covered today. And we are basically back to wrapping up our conversation with Representative Butler, but also to talk about beyond the gender ideology, and we're thankful he pre-filed it, but the what's going on in the sky situation, we talked about that. But we also see your text because most people are like, yeah, we get it. Some people are like, what in the world is going on in the sky? That sounds crazy. And you're right, it does. Except if you go way back to the early 2000s and look at the news reports on mainstream CBS where they talk about it, or you look up into DARPA and you realize it's been out there for us to research, it doesn't sound so crazy, even though it's insane. It's insane.
I wonder if this started out, if this is one of those things, like so many times, whether it's legislation or just an idea, it starts out with really good intentions. And I wonder if maybe this started to help relieve, you know, dissipate hurricanes and do some of those things. And now it seems to have turned into this really sinister. I mean, if I let myself go, and if we're going to talk about Bill Gates, there's this whole depopulation. And that's not conspiracy theory. They talk about it. They talk about it very openly, that there are too many people in this world. But it's funny to kind of read through the texts that have come through. We run the gamut of feelings on this subject. So Paul Bryant from Athens says, many geoengineering operations are DARPA funded and don't respect state or federal laws. And that's what we were asking Mac Butler about, is like, ultimately, is this just symbolic legislation, which I think is important, but what can we do about it? Shane from Huntsville, what kind of quack are you talking to? Manipulating the weather? OMG. Jenkins, chemtrails, the chemicals in the water and the trash in the food. It's all population control. People in the shadows pulling the strings with their big money. Bill Gates and people like him want to control people and population. It's so funny, but you have probably the spectrum of where we are on these subjects, and I think all are valid.
Absolutely.
I've probably been in each one of those text categories in the past few years. But it's something to look out for, and I think Mac Butler is right. We at least need to have a conversation about it. I'm glad to hear he has some co-sponsors already, because I figured it was just him on an island. But like so many things, kind of turning out to sound about right.
Well, if you have Ron DeSantis,
yeah,
Ronnie, the superstar governor in Florida, leading the way on this, you're not that far off base. And when you find out that other states are doing the same thing in an effort to force the feds to tell us the truth and to stop what they're doing, that they've done for a very long time, we just didn't know about it. Because who would think that the movie Twister had bases in reality? That's only something Hollywood could dream up. And it turns out they're not hiding it anymore.
I think it was just grooming.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
It probably was grooming.
Yeah, Mac Butler and the legislation in Florida, it's like a $100,000 fine if you're caught dropping stuff into the skies. And I'm hoping, I don't know how, Representative Butler kind of touched on it. I don't know where that money would go. He said it didn't go into the budget. So I don't know where it would go. We need to follow up. I probably should go read the bill. Either way, $100,000 is no small piece of change. And it would be a major deterrent if you could actually enforce it. I hope it's not like one of those gambling things where it doesn't really get enforced.
Well, you were talking about if it's symbolic or not. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene actually has a bill to ban geoengineering on the federal level. So symbolic or not, you know, there is probably something the state can do to enforce it. And I think that will just, you know, show DC or whoever that Republican states and Republicans care about geoengineering. Maybe we should get on board to ban it federally. But also my hopes aren't very high because if it is as sinister as it's being portrayed, you really think DC is going to allow something like that to get get passed? Nah, I don't. I mean, we'll see. Maybe we can get enough people behind it, but I don't know. There's probably a lot of Republicans up in DC that are still on the chemtrails. Seriously,
true.
You know,
it's very true. It is, because like you said, we've all been on that spectrum where if somebody wanted to talk to you about this at an event, you'd kind of go, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah,
and then you start going down the rabbit trail because it sounds quite crazy.
Please tell me how the chemtrails are affecting the firmament of the flat earth.
Oh, that loaded statement right there. Abs, I guess we don't have time to get into your questions, Bill Gates.
I think we, on the other side, we can.
Okay.
We'll do it after the break.
I've got questions.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth. She's Allison. He's JP. We're having a Tuesday. We've talked about all the things, and now I finally get to ask you all my questions.
Okay, I'm slowly winding down, so I'm just going to kick back in my chair and,
you know,
I'm gonna hold my mic.
I would be so happy if JP just got us like the little handheld mics like we do when we are giving talks.
I mean, you can unscrew the Shure mic and just hold it.
Just hold that?
Yeah, but
it's not as easy to hold.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So
take it away.
In the beginning, we played a clip, and I mean the beginning of the show. We played a clip, and it was Rachel Duffy interviewing, let's see, what is his name? John Boyd, who at the time was the president of the Farmers Association or Black Farmers Association. I don't know. He's awesome. But at the time of this interview, I was unaware of how much farmland, and I'm sure it's more than that, but do you know how much farmland Bill Gates owns, you guys?
They said it. I can't remember.
Is this a percentage?
Like amount of acres. Like how many acres do you think he owns?
120 something thousand.
How many do you think?
No, that's way too little.
How much?
A gazillion.
So he owns 275,000 acres as of about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Do you know how many states? How many states he owns property or that property, that land?
24.
26.
19. I'm sure it's increased.
What's the point?
Well, that's the question. For all the people who say the Great Reset is not real. If he's buying up farmland and it's just quietly happening and he's out there out loud, because I want to tee off on something you said a minute ago. He's in the public eye talking about population control. He's talking about vaccines. This is in his wheelhouse all the time. Why is he buying up farmland if he wasn't intent on affecting our food supply?
So are they going to contaminate the soil all around so that farmers can't grow, and then he owns the only land that is still fertile and able to be farmed?
By 2027, he just came out and said that he wanted all butter. His idea was that all butter should be not real.
Butter?
Butter. Lab-made butter to replace butter.
Well, isn't that just margarine? Margarine.
Margarine. You saw how well that went. That wasn't great. But no, I mean,
the deer won't even eat margarine.
He's for GMO seeds, for fake meat. He doesn't want us to eat that. But can y'all explain to me, is there some reason I'm missing? Like Steve Dace always says, the benign explanation. What's the benign explanation for Bill Gates? Not just China, not just the illegals living in rent control. You see the pattern here. They're taking up space, and now he's buying up farmland. Please, somebody, tell me why he's doing this.
Well, the benign explanation is he's a capitalist and he just wants to enter the farm industry and he has every right to do it as a U.S. citizen and pretty much it. But when the guy is talking about literally population control and depopulation like he is, and he's buying up that much farmland, it'd be one thing if he had like, I don't know, like a couple thousand acres, you know, that's, but to over 200,000 acres in 19 states, you know, that's a lot. And actually kind of piggybacks, I had the same question on China. What is the benign explanation? I figured it would just be, well, free markets, capitalism, sure. You know, are you sub-socialist? You don't want China to have farmland? I actually super grokked it, by the way, because I was wondering if there's something that I was missing. I literally put into super grok, what is the argument for allowing China to buy land in the United States? And it says, foreign investment in U.S. land, including from China, brings significant capital into the economy. Free market principles and property rights, overstated risks, and minimal Chinese ownership. Bans are ineffective and potentially harmful, and then constitutional and discrimination concerns.
Oh,
so
what?
Pretty much the reason is what I figured it'd be. It's free markets and you anti-capitalism. You don't want China owning farmland. It's like, you know, if you want to call me some socialist, communist or whatever, because I don't want one of our major adversaries owning so much land, and they try to downplay it and say it's actually not that much, it's really overstated risk wise I'm sorry, if a foreign adversary owns an inch of farmland, I wouldn't want that at all. And if we need to bite the bullet and let the American farmers start to get going again, I think that's a worthy cause. And around the military bases in particular, it's the same with Bill Gates. It's like, I'm sorry, the benign explanation of capitalism, free markets, is not good enough for me.
I think Bill Gates just likes to travel. He likes a change of scenery when he's building his empire and doing all of his mwahahahaha things. Yeah, he needs new scenery. That's
okay.
All.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
There's really nothing there, Abs.
So I just look away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he just... He likes to be at the beach, then he likes to go to the mountains, and then Kansas is kind of fun in a storm. I mean, it's just he likes change.
He needs to kick his feet up and chill every now and then.
Just have some fun.
Why do you have to shame him?
We wouldn't understand.
We wouldn't understand. We wouldn't understand the concept of you'll own nothing and be happy.
What else is he going to do with all that money?
Make us eat bugs?
A week in Idaho... A week in Florida.
Idaho.
I don't know. Potatoes.
Oh, that's right.
Got to keep control of the potatoes. Okay, I'm going to pull it back together and put my microphone down. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.